The little otters thought it was all great fun. They went into tucks of laughter when their father and Uncle Letho roared at them in colourful nautical terms.
Heave away, you tiny sea swabs! Bend your backs and straighten your rudder!
Ha ha! Buckles! We'll put muscles on you like cockles! Haul on those oars or 'tis over the side with you!
Ahoy! Can you pull better than that? You'll have trouble pulling yourselves out of a pot of skillion duff!
Diderot, Big Colin's missus, came bustling along the bay shore with a young otter maid in tow. Both were waving and hallooing to get the gale-deep skipper's attention. When one of the otter babes spotted them, she prodded her father with her oar. Big Colin scowled comically at the tiny creature.
Avast there, you bold, salty scoundrel! Striking your cap'n with a paddle, you'll be keelhauled for that!
Letho squinted villainously at his big friend.
Keelhauled? Shiver me, tripes, you're getting too soft with these mutineers, matey. Chop her up and chuck her to the sharks, I say.
The infant pointed a chubby paw to the pair on shore.
Dado, it be Mammon. I think she want you.
Colin waved to his missus, shouting,
Ahoy, me heart's delight! Just you wait there, me old treasure chest. We're heading into port, full speed.
As the boat scraped the shallows, Diderot tapped a rudder impatiently upon the sand.
Move yourself, Letho Shellhound. There's big trouble a-brewing. This pretty maid's got her message for ye.
The outlaw sea otter sloshed through the shallows to her side. He smiled kindly at the otter maid.
You're all out of breath, me darling. And you've been weeping too. Tell me now, what is it?
The otter maid, a slave called Memsy, scrubbed at her eyes as she sobbed out the message.
Mr. Shellhound, sir, 'tis Wilkie and Charb. They was caught this morning early, taken by the wheelmark and that Martin beast. Lord Felix questioned them about where they'd been, but they wouldn't speak nary a word. Oh, it is terrible thing, those poor creatures.
Taking Memsy by the shoulders, Letho spoke softly.
There now, don't go upsetting yourself, beauty. 'Tis not the Shellhound can't sort out. Do you know where that wildcat's keeping Wilkie and Charb?
Memsy strove to calm herself, but she shook like a leaf.
Tied under the pier in front of the fortress, sir. Both their wives and Chab's three little ones are there too. Lord Felix says that if they don't talk afore tomorrow morn, they'll be dragged off to Deep Loch and throwed into Slothenog. Oh!
She fell to crying in earnest, and Diderot wrapped her comfortingly in her wide shawl, hugging her like a babe. Letho's teeth ground audibly. He unwound his sling, muttering to Colin in a voice tight with anger and urgency.
I'm going on ahead to scout out the situation, mate. Get as many armed warriors and good swimmers as you can from the clans. When you come to meet me, do it as quiet as you can. I'll be laying in the rushes about a quarter of a way up the south edge of the lake. If I ain't there, then stand by and keep your heads low until I show up. Will you do that?
Big Colin Gailsey picked up an oar and hefted it grimly.
Never fear, Letho. I'll pick a good crew out and be on time to meet with you. You go now, mate, and fortune go with you.